Episode 2156, The Value of a Moment.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is Friday. Yay! And that means you get a break. Oh, yes, I know. The week can get very long, but it's now the blink into the weekend. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama. Come on, let's get real. Let's be honest, the value of a moment. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, if a picture is worth a thousand words, what is your family worth? As Dr. Seuss once said, sometimes you will never know the value of a moment until it becomes a memory. We can become consumed by to-do lists, schedules, daily responsibilities, mundane activities, Instagram and Facebook, and the season of life. Maybe the season of life that you're in right now is you're buried in Christmas decorations. You're looking at your Christmas list going, well, my Christmas list doesn't really match up with my finance list, and I don't know, I just have a mess. But what about your family? Do you allow yourself to be integrated with your family, giving your heart the opportunity to love unconditionally? It's a tough question to wrestle with. When we live in a world where judgment is the norm, it becomes the norm to do the same with your family. You judge. Now, if we were sincere and completely 120% honest, which I know, how can you get over 100% honest? Well, unfortunately, a lot of us live in white lies. We think it's okay to bend the truth. But today, I want you to be very sincere to your heart, to yourself, and to your family. I want you to be completely honest. If you were that, we would all admit to judging even our family. Not that we mean to, but it's a fact. We do it. If you compare yourself to your sister, if you compare yourself to your mom, if you compare yourself to your sister-in-law, guess what? You are judging. It is what it is. Accepting and loving unconditionally are the hardest things to do in life. However, what you gain by loving unconditionally is priceless. So you got to value the moment. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Value the moment. Life is complicated. Life is messy with a lot of twists and turns. But the worth of the family is found in the moments. And most of those are messy moments. Yes, they can be beautiful moments too, but it can be downright messy. But that's where you find the blessings. Value the moment. So what does that look like in real life? Number one, be present. You cannot value the moment unless you are present, meaning you gotta be there. Some way you have to be present. Now I know with today's technology, you don't have to be physically in the room. You could be present by listening on the phone, on the Zoom, or connecting through Skype. We have all of this different technology out there today, which is wonderful. But the thing is this, you have to do it. A lot of us talk about it, but we don't do it. Get off your phone, get out of your Instagram app, tune in to what is happening around you. Give yourself permission to be in the mess, even when it's not your style. We're always looking for ways for us to fit in. You did not get the option to choose your family. God said, here you go. This is your family. Whether you have been adopted, biologically born into, it doesn't matter. This is your family. This is what it looks like for you. And when you are present, you allow yourself to say, you know what? Yeah, I may not like it always. Things are sometimes rough, but you know what? They're also beautiful. But you have to be willing to be present. And a lot of us are hiding. Is that you? I sure hope not. But in this season of life, I don't want you to hide anymore. I want you to be present, value the moment. Number two, don't sweat the small stuff. Now, this small stuff might be the dust bunnies hiding under the couch or on the stairs. Not that I have anything that looks like that in my house. Of course not. My house is perfection. Not. I have plenty of dust bunnies. I have cats and dogs. We'll leave it at that. Not counting all the children and now grandson that I have. It might be the laundry piled high on your dining room table. Who really cares about all the stuff in the way of a moment? Why do we let our stuff get in the way? But we do it all the time. Oh, wait, I'll come answer that for you, honey. I'll be there in just a minute, and yet you're folding laundry. What if that minute was the last minute you had? You know, I look and watch Christmas movies. I love old ones. And when we were much younger as a family, we had all of our five children at the time. We were living in Texas. Yes, I told you, I've moved all over the place. I have lived all over the place. And during this time, we were living in Texas. And we decided as a family, with the exception of my husband, because my husband was still working on his career and building that, and so he could not commit. His schedule would not allow him to commit. But us as a family went and performed together at this amphitheater, a community amphitheater. And it was all about what? Scrooge. You know it. It's an oldie but goodie. A Christmas Carol. And it was fantabulous. We all were dressed up. We were the town criers and the town people. And my daughters played the ghosts. And I can't even remember their names, but I remember my oldest had the word doom across her forehead and what they put in their hair. I mean, it was really kind of scary. Seriously, it was. It totally transformed my children. But it was in those moments that we created memories. It wasn't all the stuff. If I went home, I had piles and piles of stuff to take care of. I was homeschooling my children. Our baby at the time, little G-Man, he was under 6 months old. He was just a little thing. He was the youngest. And believe it or not, we have a picture of all of us together. Actually, it wasn't all of us. It was all the children. I was the one taking the picture because Dad, his schedule did not allow it. And we had multiple performances throughout the season. And it was incredible. But you see, I would have missed that moment if I would have allowed all the stuff to consume me. I was homeschooling, so I had plenty of stuff I needed to take care of. On top of that, my two oldest ones were in gymnastics and they were competing. They weren't very, very old, but they were, you know, having competitions. And so what did that mean? We were at the gym 3 times a week and our gym was a 45-minute drive one way. You can't sweat the small stuff in order to value the moment. Because if you're sweating it, you're going to miss it. And when you miss it, you don't have the memory. Value the moment. Be present. Don't sweat the small stuff. And finally, number three, let down your walls. It is very challenging to love unconditionally if you are living with walls built around you. Break the chains that are holding you back from loving beyond what you see. We're afraid to let people in. We are. And I know you know why. I don't have to tell you, but guess what? I'm going to tell you anyway. It's because we've been hurt before. You've been hurt. And so every single time you're hurt, another brick goes up. Another couple layers of bricks go up. And that wall gets higher and higher and higher. And that hurt may come from work. It may come from a former person you dated. It could be if you've gotten a divorce. It could be a former spouse. It could be your own children. It could be your mom, your dad, your siblings. It could even be your puppy dog. If you have been hurt every single time that that happens to you, you put up a brick or two or three. And that wall gets not only taller, but stronger. It gets thicker. And we don't do ourselves any favors when we keep living in our walls, but we do it so well. So if you're going to value the moment, you've got to let down your walls. And when you value the moment, that's when you make a memory. In order to be a family, it takes daily effort to bridge the gaps of differences and similarities. This all happens when you love unconditionally and forgive routinely. There's no room for grudges in your inn. On a cold winter night, it all began. Love was given unconditionally. It was a gift. A gift wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. The value of a moment, creating memories for eternity. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.